Collins English Readers. Cat Among the Pigeons by Agatha Christie. Copyright Agatha Christie Limited, 2012. Prologue. Summer Term. It was the first day of the summer term at Meadowbank School for Girls, and Miss Vansittart, one of the teachers, was welcoming the parents and pupils to the beautiful old house. "How do you do, Mrs. Arnold? And Lydia, did you enjoy your holiday?" Beside her stood Miss Chadwick, the brilliant mathematics teacher, who had started Meadowbank School together with Miss Bulstrode, the head teacher. Miss Bulstrode was in her office, where only a few carefully selected people were allowed to go. Miss Vansittart's words of welcome could be heard all through the school. "Yes, Lady Garnet, Miss Bulstrode had your letter about the art classes, and everything's been arranged. How are you, Mrs. Bird? Well, I don't think Miss Bulstrode will have time today to discuss that, but you can talk to Miss Rowan." In a small room on the first floor, Anne Shapland, Miss Bulstrode's secretary, was typing quickly and efficiently. Anne was a nice-looking young woman of 35, with short black hair. She could look very attractive when she wanted to, but at the moment she preferred to look neat and businesslike. The perfect secretary to the head teacher of a famous girls' boarding school. From time to time, she looked out of the window to see the new pupils arriving. "My goodness," said Anne to herself, as an enormous luxury car drove up to the school. A dark-skinned man with a huge beard, wearing long white robes, stepped out of the car, followed by a slim, dark girl. "That's probably the new princess," thought Anne. "I can't imagine her wearing school uniform." Both Miss Vansittart and Miss Chadwick stepped forward to welcome the important new arrival. "They'll surely take the princess to see Miss Bulstrode," decided Anne. "And I'd better finish typing these letters without making any mistakes." Not that Anne often made mistakes. She was a very good secretary and could choose which jobs she took. In the past, she had worked for the head of an oil company, an archaeologist, and a government minister. Working at a school was a new experience for her. She would miss the company of men in this job, though she always had Dennis, who asked her again and again to marry him. She liked him, but it would be very dull to be married to Dennis. It was a shame there weren't any men working at Meadowbank, except a gardener of about 80. So Anne was surprised when she looked out of the window and saw a man cutting the hedge. A man who was young, dark, and good-looking. "He must be the new gardener," said Anne to herself. "He looks rather interesting." She had only one more letter to type. After that, she might walk round the garden. Upstairs, Miss Johnson, the matron, was busy sorting out rooms, welcoming new girls and greeting old pupils. She was pleased it was term time again. She stayed with her married sister in the holidays, but she was really only interested in Meadowbank. Yes, it was nice that term had started. Mademoiselle Blanche, the new French teacher, was walking on the large grass lawn. She looked with admiration at the strong young man cutting the hedge.
Très bien, she thought. Very good.
Mademoiselle Blanche was slim and mouse-like and noticed everything, though no one really noticed her. She now looked at the cars parked in front of the school. They were all very good cars. Meadowbank must certainly be making lots of money. Miss Eileen Rich, who taught English and geography, walked quickly towards the school. She had an eager, ugly-looking face, and her hair was always untidy.
I'm here, she said to herself. I'm back at Meadowbank. It seems years since...
As she passed the young gardener, she stumbled, and he stopped her from falling, saying,
Be careful, miss.
Thank you,
said Eileen Rich, without looking at him. Miss Rowan and Miss Blake, the two junior teachers, were walking towards the sports pavilion. Miss Rowan was thin and dark, while Miss Blake was plump and fair.
The new sports pavilion looks very impressive, said Miss Rowan. I didn't think it would be ready in time.
Just then, the door of the pavilion opened abruptly, and an athletic young woman with light red hair came out. She stared at them in an unfriendly way and quickly walked away.
That must be the new games teacher, said Miss Blake. How rude. She absolutely glared at us, said Miss Rowan, annoyed.
They both felt a little upset. Miss Bulstrode, the head teacher of Meadowbank, was in her room, which had windows looking out in two directions. One window had a view of the drive and the lawn, and from the other window she could see the large hedge and the path behind the house. Miss Bulstrode was a tall, impressive woman, with carefully styled grey hair, grey eyes, and a firm mouth. It was because of her that Meadowbank was one of the most successful and expensive schools in England. Miss Bulstrode accepted different types of pupils of all ages. Girls who didn't fit into other schools, girls who wanted to go to university, girls who only wanted to learn about culture and art, and even foreign royalty. She treated her pupils as individuals, though she also believed in discipline, and she did not accept anyone who was stupid or badly behaved. Miss Bulstrode now greeted the new arrivals. The big bearded man in white robes said, in very good English,
I have the honour to bring to you the Princess Shaista.
Miss Bulstrode wasn't quite sure who the bearded man was. A secretary, perhaps? Though she knew that her new pupil had just come from a school in Switzerland. Shaista was fashionably dressed and wore a lot of perfume, and although she was only 15, she looked older. She had good manners and spoke excellent English. When Shaista and the secretary had gone, the next people to arrive were Mrs. Upjohn and her daughter, Julia. Mrs. Upjohn was a pleasant, agreeable young woman in her late 30s, with light hair and freckles. Julia was a plain, freckled child who looked intelligent and cheerful. As she left the room, Julia said,
Bye, Mum. Be careful when you light that gas heater, since I won't be there to do it for you.
Miss Bulstrode turned with a smile to Mrs. Upjohn.
Is there anything you want to tell me about Julia? She asked.
Mrs. Upjohn replied cheerfully,
Oh, no, I don't think so. Julia's a very ordinary child. She's quite healthy and reasonably intelligent. She's very excited about coming to school here.
She moved to the window and looked out.
How lovely and tidy your garden is. It's so hard to find a real gardener now. I sometimes think...
Well, exclaimed Mrs. Upjohn, still looking out of the window.
How extraordinary.
But Miss Bulstrode was not listening, because out of the other window she had just seen Lady Veronica Carlton stumbling along the path, talking to herself, and clearly very drunk indeed. This had happened before. Lady Veronica was a charming woman, except when she was drunk. She was usually looked after by her cousin, but today it seemed that she had escaped. Her twin daughters had arrived by train earlier, but no one had expected Lady Veronica. Mrs. Upjohn was still talking, but Miss Bulstrode, who saw that Lady Veronica would soon start shouting and behaving badly, wasn't listening. Just as Miss Bulstrode was planning what to do, she saw Miss Chadwick appear, slightly out of breath.
"It's disgraceful,"
said Lady Veronica very loudly to Miss Chadwick.
"They didn't want me to come here. I'm going to take the girls home. I love them and I want them at home."
"That's excellent, Lady Veronica," said Miss Chadwick. "We're so pleased you're here."
She gently led Lady Veronica away from the house.
"I particularly want you to see the new sports pavilion. You'll love it."
Their voices became quieter as they walked away. Miss Bulstrode watched with relief. She could always rely on her dear Chaddy. And then turned back to Mrs. Upjohn, who had been talking for some time.
"Now, of course," Mrs. Upjohn was saying, "my work in the war wasn't very exciting, not jumping out of a plane or sabotage. I worked in an office most of the time, but sometimes it was quite funny. All the secret agents in Geneva knew each other and often went to the same bar."
Mrs. Upjohn stopped abruptly with a smile.
"I'm sorry. I've been talking too much, and you have so many other people to see."
She shook Miss Bulstrode's hand, said goodbye, and left. Miss Bulstrode frowned. She had a feeling that she had missed something important. But she didn't worry about it for long. This was the first day of summer term, and her school was a great success. Miss Bulstrode had no idea that, in a few weeks, Meadowbank would be the scene of confusion and murder.